Psalm 57 this morning. A couple people said to me, why are you so happy this morning? Because I couldn't stop from clapping. It's because I read the psalm. It's a happy maker song, right? It's a psalm that David wrote when he was fleeing from Saul and he was in the caves. That's where many of our psalms came from, and it shows the anguish of his heart, but it also shows the fact that he totally trusted in God. And the psalm begins, be good to me, God, and now I run to you for dear life. I'm hiding out under your wings until the hurricane blows over. I call out to High God, the God who holds me together. He sends orders from heavens and saves me. He humiliates those who kick me around. God delivers generous love, and he makes good on his word. Hey, does he? Have you ever been in trouble? Have you ever reached out and all of a sudden you found out he has lots of love for you? Generous love, not just measly love, but generous love for you. I love that. It's so positive. He goes on then in verse 4. He tells of his plight and his fleeing from lions. He describes their teeth and their ferocious appearance. Then in the middle of his tirade, he breaks out and states, soar high in the skies, O God, cover the whole earth with your glory. Yeah, amen. He's talking about the enemy, and then he states how great God is. And then he picks right up on his woes in verse 6 and goes on about how the enemy booby-traps his path. He thought he was done, and then he says, and the enemies fell into their own traps. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Then comes the declaration, and he says, let's stand and let's read together what he says. What a declaration. And this can be your declaration, and it is my declaration. I'm ready, God, so ready. Ready from head to toe. Ready to sing. Ready to raise a tune. Wake up, soul. Wake up, heart. Wake up, lute. Wake up, you sleepyhead son. I'm thanking you, God, loud in the streets, singing your praises in town and country. The deeper your love, the higher it goes. Every cloud is a flag to your faithfulness. You know what that is? That's a key to the kingdom.
Yes, it is.
That declaration is a key to the kingdom and how to get in. Just pick up the Bible, read Psalm 57, and declare it.
Amen.
You have the keys to the kingdom, sir?
I do. So do you.
Really?
Yep.
Do I?
I got them. You got them too?
I've got them. Alan, do I have the keys to the kingdom?
You bet.
He's the one that couldn't get me to stop clapping this morning. I just kept right on, even though he was talking to me. So that's the key of the kingdom. Let's sing and let's praise his name with joy this morning.
Amen.
Amen.
We got the key.